This group of kids had just entered kindergarten, was just getting accustomed to being away from mommy and daddy for part of the day, when they were forced to comprehend the upsetting images of the planes hitting the World Trade Center, played over and over again. How does that experience manifest itself in the classroom? Tom.
You know that that is going to be a signal event for them. That is going to be a reference point for them. That is going to be some knowledge that they're going to carry about insecurity or catastrophe or evil. And you can always count on it as a reference point. A Cubs fan once said about the Cubs' failure in the 1984 playoffs, that failure was so awful that it will always show up on every Cub fan's EKG. And I think that 9/11 is always going to show up on these students' EKG. And while it's not discussed very much in the classroom, it's kind of always there.
Number 17 on the list might just define an important shift in America's old-fashioned morals. In the lifetime of this year's college freshmen, courts have always been overturning bans on same-sex marriage. Ron.
They really don't understand what the fuss is about. You could also apply this to immigration. A significant percentage of the students under 18 are the children of immigrants. So the conflict over immigration is just not a high priority for them, as likewise the gay marriage, which that 96 was the year that Hawaii overturned the ban on it, and they've been overturning them ever since.
Is this the first class where the digital world is fully integrated in their lives?
We're sort of wondering if with the rise of video lectures and the rise of digital technology in education, if the new cramming in about 15 years is not going to be staying up all night to read all the material before the exam, but staying up all night to listen to all the lectures before the exam. Are we going to end up with binge listening to lectures as the new form of cramming?
You know, we've talked in the past about the rise of digital, the digital world in their lives, and how it affects every stage of it. The media in general with this generation has had an impact on them. I mean, when you look back at the fact that they were born in 1996, it was the same year that Fox News came on the air, that MSNBC came on the air, and that The Daily Show came on the air. So political polarization is something they've certainly grown up with. The fact that they've never heard of a bipartisan agreement is sort of fitting in that case. So the media and health side, that hard liquor has always been advertised on television, as have prescription drugs with all their disturbing side effects and so on, but no cigarette advertising, certainly. The media has played an increasing role in their lives.